Antibiotic resistance is on the rise, and now a strain of gastrobug has been found in Australia that can't be fought with traditional means of antibiotic treatment. Shigella causes bacterial dysentery and was once associated mainly with children in countries with poor sanitation. But there's so much concern about fueling its resistance to drugs that Victorian health authorities are now warning doctors not to prescribe antibiotics to treat it in almost all cases. Lexi Metherall reports.
In the early 2000s, the number of reported cases of gastro caused by the bug Shigella averaged around 600 a year. But by last year, the number of cases had soared, with four times as many reports of the bug. Even more alarming is its increasing resistance to drugs.
In some parts of Australia, there are no effective oral therapies for Shigella.
Associate Professor Deborah Williamson is from the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity.
And what that means in clinical practice is that patients who have very severe shigellosis, if they need antibiotic treatment, what they actually will have to have is intravenous antibiotic treatment as opposed to just taking an oral antibiotic.
In Australia, shigellosis is most common in returning travellers and among gay men, and it's particularly contagious. It can be transmitted up to 4 weeks after the symptoms have gone. It can resolve without antibiotics, but Professor Williamson says it can lead to hospitalisation for some groups.
So it can cause quite severe diarrhoea, and so it causes inflammation of the colon. And, you know, some people, particularly children or people with low immune systems or malnourished people, can be particularly, I guess, affected by Shigella.
Public health authorities are moving on the threat. Victoria has just taken the step of advising doctors not to use antibiotics in Shigella in anyone but priority cases, including food handlers and healthcare workers. Dr. Brett Sutton is Victoria's Chief Health Officer.
The issue is that a lot of people won't respond to the first antibiotic they're given, and so the GPs or other specialists really need to wait and see what the antibiotic resistance profile is before they prescribe, because the resistance is such a problem that we really don't want to make the problem worse by prescribing antibiotics that aren't going to work.
Shigella is yet another addition to a growing list of bacteria that don't respond to traditional treatment. Professor Williamson.
That really highlights the fact that, you know, we cannot be complacent about antibiotic resistance. It's something that we're increasingly faced with in day-to-day clinical and public health practice.
And that's Lexi Metherall with that report.